Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, by the way. I've got something I want to say. What would you say if I told you that you don't solely own your brand message, that somebody else is the co-owner of your brand message, and maybe you don't even know who they are? What would you say if I told you that? You know, you've heard me say before that the age of the seller, which is 10,000 years old, is dying. It's going away. It's succumbing to what I've called, to what I've named, the age of the customer. In this new age, the age of the customer, control of relationship, of the relationship between you and your customers, between sellers and customers, that control has shifted to the customer. They now have control of most of the elements of the relationship that you have with your customers. Now, this is a paradigm shift, nothing less. And it's largely caused by online platforms that are, one, increasing the access customers have to information about sellers and their products, and two, allowing customers to express and share what they've learned about and experienced with a business, with your business, for example. So these online platforms, obviously that's all the stuff that's on the internet, all the different places, all the different capabilities that people have to shop around, to look around, to do the due diligence, do the research, and then talk about what they found. Those two kinds of platforms are changing everything. The first element that I talked about, the ability to look around, this has created what I call the moment of relevance. And this is where customers have access to almost all the information, sometimes all the information they need before you know they're interested. Customers now, I'm talking about people you know, where they have access to all the information they need before you know they're ready to buy again, and prospects, maybe people you don't know, are similarly informed before you even know they exist. That's what I call the moment of relevance, where they can look around and rule you in or out before you even know they exist. This access to information is changing or disrupting. At a minimum, it's changing. At a maximum, it's disrupting the way you market to and connect with customers, as well as how you train your salespeople. Because you got to train your salespeople to be prepared for a well-informed customer, right? Plus, it demonstrates why your greatest danger in the age of the customer isn't being uncompetitive, but it's becoming irrelevant. Whenever you're ruled in or out by a prospect before you even know they exist, that's a moment of relevance that you got to be prepared for. To some, the second element, the part about sharing with people, sharing their experiences, that looks like the new kid on the block, right? Looks, oh, that's just brand new. But guess what? It's actually a new iteration of an ancient marketplace maxim that describes the practice of word of mouth. Here's that maxim. If you make customers happy, they'll tell someone. If you make them unhappy, they'll tell 10 someones. The theory behind that 1-to-10 ratio is that all businesses, regardless of size, are motivated to perform, or if not, they risk a marketplace indictment by the judge and jury of word of mouth. But in the new age, online platforms have caused word of mouth to transmogrify into a powerful dynamic called user-generated content, UGC. You've heard me talk about this before. I want you to remember that term, UGC. That is a two-edged sword that's either going to help you or hurt you. UGC is when customers post their experiences, their questions, their praise, or their condemnation about you, about any seller's products, services, or general behavior in the marketplace, maybe even about their website. In the vernacular, UGC is word of mouth on steroids. If the word of mouth maxim were being coined today, if I like you, I'll tell somebody. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10 somebody. If that maxim were being coined today, it would sound like this. Customers may post their opinions online, positive or otherwise, about your business, making it available to potentially millions. That's right. That's what I mean by word of mouth on steroids. Mark Twain would have said it, comparing word of mouth to UGC is like comparing a lightning bug to lightning. In the age of the customer, which is the dominant age right now, the age of the seller is going away. It's getting smaller and smaller. The opportunity for you to do business with age of the seller practices is becoming smaller and smaller every day. The big age, the dominant age, the emerging age, is the age of the customer. And there are two things that you must do in this age. You must anticipate that customers are already informed, already pretty darn well informed, maybe even well enough informed to make a decision without you. Which is, comes back to the part about training your salespeople. If somebody comes in your shop, if a salesperson goes out and calls on a customer, they can't act like the customer knows nothing, or they'll irritate, they'll insult, or they'll annoy, or they'll waste the time of this prospect. You have to anticipate, you and your people have to anticipate that customers are already well informed. Find out what they know and go from there. And the second thing you have to do, you must track what people are saying about your business online. You must track it, and you must respond to it. If you get a good comment, thank them for that. If you get a bad comment, fix it. Find a way to fix it. We've talked about that on the show many times. How well you do these two things will influence whether the new customer control that's happening right now in the age of the customer, whether that control becomes a handy lever for your growth or a disruptor that is making you become irrelevant. My friends, it's the age of the customer. Are you prepared for the moment of relevance? I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.